if this was happening in the NBA, let's say Becky Hammon, when Becky Hammon's become a basketball coach, a head coach in the NBA, there's going to be a 30 for 30 on that. If you had a general manager as a female in the National Football League, there would be complete, utter news gathering information about that. This should definitely be celebrated more, but it should not be on the Miami Marlins. It should not be on Kim Ng. It should be on Major League Baseball. This is history. Her story happening right now in full view. And I know we're in the throes of football happening this weekend in college and the NFL. You got the Masters. The NBA draft is right around the corner. I clearly understand that. But if you're Major League Baseball, you're missing a golden opportunity to milk this and make people more aware about what this is going to happen with the Miami Marlins, with a female breaking through that ceiling. Instead, Major League Baseball doing what they normally do. They expect people to come to the event. This is the 21st century. This is not 1885 where guys have gloves that everybody's using and catchers are not wearing masks and everything like that. This is the 21st century where you have to bring the event, you have to bring the history to people and not expect that people are going to want to find out about it if it seems that you don't care enough to make sure that people know that history's been made in your sport.
It's as on brand for Major League Baseball as anything. You have to remember that this is the exact same entity that decided the best possible time to announce the yearly Gold Glove Awards would be right up against the presidential election. Not the day before, not the day after, not even in the afternoon when everyone was gearing up with the election, right, but still kind of keeping an eye on everything else. They waited right until the heart of East Coast states closing their polls and announcements being made. And then it's like, hey, by the way, congratulations to Fernando Tatis. Heck of a season. And it's, what are you doing? How? And you know people had a meeting about when they were going to announce it. No one realized that Tuesday was the day. The problem with Major League Baseball, and this is one of the big problems with baseball, is that they are still under the impression that they are the marquee attraction in this country. And unfortunately, they are not. Just because they do something, it doesn't mean everyone takes notice, Freddie. They've got to get the word out there. Just find any soon-to-be first-time mom, first-time bride, and go to their Facebook page, and you will see the proper way to get an announcement out there so that the likes and the comments come flying in across all social media platforms. Baseball thinks everyone's just paying attention to what they're doing. It's run by a lot of people who don't get social media. Remember, they're so late to the dance, just allowing people to put clips of plays on social media. That stuff always gets ripped down.
He's Joe Fortenbaugh, in for Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Kim Ng becoming the first ever female general manager in any of the major four North American sports, part of Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here's something else to that point. Major League Baseball still thinks that they can take a homing pigeon and that's going to work. When you got TikTok, you got Instagram, you got all these forms of social media that you can make these kind of things available to everybody, where even if you're just a casual sports fan, if someone sees Kim Ng, first female general manager of any four major North American sports in charge of the Miami Marlins, that's going to have somebody's head whip around and say, whoa, when did that happen? Instead, and here's something else with that. There's no way I'm waiting to have a press conference about this on Monday, because that's the report out there that they're going to formally introduce her. Kim Ng being the general manager of the Miami Marlins, they're going to do that on Monday. I would have had her face and her resume everywhere. I would have had her on SportsCenter. I would have had her on CNN. I would have had her on Good Morning America. I would have had her in so many different places, because guess what that does? That builds even better anticipation when the press conference actually happens on Monday. That's going to have more media people, even on Zoom, paying more attention on Monday. If you have something like this that is a history-making event, you do not have to sweep it under. You get in touch with your inner Kardashian and plaster it everywhere when it comes to a story like that. I would have had on every platform as much as possible, because I guarantee you, as long as she's waited for an opportunity like this, we're not talking about somebody that's a Johnny come lately. She's been an assistant general manager of the New York Yankees, and even Brian Cashman, the general manager, said she was indispensable to him when he first began his tenure as general manager. Why would you not want to have Kim Ng talk about this moment? And then when the Monday press conference rolls around, you're going to get so many people paying that kind of attention when you're able to set the table, lay the groundwork to make sure people understand why this should be treated as more of a bigger deal inside and outside of baseball.